Big Jim's house.
So we talk about this a lot, that, you know, when you guys listen to the show, and we love what you guys do, and when we're always curious what you gravitate to. What is the thing that we do on the air, and you go, okay, I want to hear that again. Or I'm wondering, what the hell was that? Paul has become that. What a cool guy. Paul saw a UFO over Wixom, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, if you want to see photos, video, Samantha also sent in some pictures of it as well, and listen to the entire interview with Paul, which you really should.
Yes, you need to.
Text us. The keyword is
UFO.
So what do you think it is now that you've seen it?
You're
a believer. That's why I'm asking you.
So it's hard to ask me because I'm immediately going to go, yeah, that's something from somebody else.
So? Is that what you think?
I think so. It's pretty, the shape of it, when you look at it, especially the photo Samantha sent to us, she was able to get a little bit more zoomed
in. She was
in
Canton, I think?
Canton, yes.
Yeah, she
and
got the angles.
It's that whole little pill shape that the Navy videos put out a
right.
couple months ago.
Oh,
and,
God, you're
you
right.
You know what I mean? It's
right.
the same
okay.
type of shape, but...
UFO. Just those three letters put together. Just text us. 248-398-9279. We'll send you all that. But after he got done talking about the experience in Wixom, he shared this other story from Halloween a couple of years ago.
So I was just sitting on the porch, and I'm just smoking a cigarette, minding my own business. And what I saw wasn't a craft, but... this thing started, I noticed something caught my eye above my head, and less than 100 feet above my head, there was an orange amber orb of light. It looked like something that was made out of just pure energy, and I had never seen anything like this in my life, and I was just in total awe, and I couldn't move. My entire body was paralyzed, and I don't know if it was an effect from the thing I was seeing or if it was due to, like, fear and terror, but I could not move a muscle in my body. And so this thing gliding less than 100 feet above my head, and this is the crazy part that's going to make me sound insane, but okay. It's true. It spoke to me telepathically. I swear this is true. It said...
if you want to hear what it said. Again, text us. Keyword is
UFO.
That's the part, man. Because we all got real quiet. We all kind of paused for a couple seconds and went, whoa, okay. He's 100% convinced that happened.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And talking to him, I know because people are going to try to, oh, this guy's nuts. No,
right.
He's a normal dude, man.
Is there anyone?
Stuff.
We threw this out on Thursday, and I don't think people are willing to admit it. Have you ever had an experience with a UFO? 248-398-9279. I'm not talking getting probed or any of that stuff. If you want to, go for it. not the probe part. That's up to you. Whatever you do in your own bedroom. Anyway, but a UFO, if you've ever actually seen something you cannot explain, other than Cop Rock on ABC. That's such a dated reference. Never mind. 248-398-9279. I guarantee you no one will call. I don't know why. Maybe it's... there was a time maybe we talked more about UFOs, but this year...
I'm going against you. Somebody's going to call.
Damn it. 248-398-9279.
You say it every time and somebody's
yeah,
got a
but every
one.
Time we talk about something 2020 bad, it happens. So I don't want murder horn aliens.
We're
I don't
have one land on the
right,
building next door to us
right
now.
Yeah, they're gonna show up and tell you that the Red Wings lost their draft pick. No, I don't want that, man.
Big Jim's house.
Let's get back to UFOs.
Yeah,
okay.
Baby.
So Paul was on the show Thursday. If you were out of town for the long weekend and you missed it, Paul told us he was one of the guys that saw the UFO over Wixom.
Yes.
And then Samantha, right?
Yes, Samantha sent us in some photos where she saw what it looks like, the same thing Paul was seeing, but in Canton.
So if you want to see the video that Paul took and the photos and the stuff that Samantha sent us as well, text us. The keyword is...
UFO.
Also, our whole conversation with Paul, which is pretty interesting. But then Donna called this morning, and she saw something on Saturday...
Saturday night.
Rochester Hills?
Around Schwartz Creek area.
Okay. If you want to figure out what the hell that is, it's on the same post, right?
Yep, right down there at the bottom.
It's getting weird. It's 2020. Of course it's weird. 248-398-9279. The same number you used to call, you text us. And again, the keyword is...
UFO.
Okay, or key letters all scrunched together. Really? We've asked, and we really don't get people who have ever said that will admit they saw a UFO. The fact that folks are volunteering, this is cool, but... Randy in Detroit, wait a minute, you saw a UFO?
I have not, but my nephew swears up and down at this concert we were at, and he wasn't smoking pot. He wasn't getting hammered.
Okay.
He says, Uncle Randy, he goes, this thing came down about 20 feet above me. It was a big, bright light, you know, and I go, it's probably a firefly, right? He goes, no, I swear to God, this thing was insane. He goes, and then it just took off like light speed off into the distance. And I'm like, yeah, Brian, I so didn't believe him. And I'm like, you know, just, you know, because you think, oh, this is stupid, right?
Right.
He swore up and down. I mean, like, adamantly, he was like, Randy, I swear to God. I'm like, okay, whatever. And still to this day, we're talking 20 years later, he still says it was real. And he's like, no, Randy, I wasn't kidding. It was real. I'm like, yeah, okay, you know.
All right, Randy.
Big Jim's house.
Producer Ryan's in the studio with us here. You get married November 11th.
21st.
I was messing with you because I'm doing the ceremony. So just
don't test me.
Freak him out a little bit. So Ryan has agreed to let you guys pick one song that you will dance to in its entirety at your wedding reception. We will film it and document it.
Solo dance, baby.
248-398-9279. Everything's on the table. This is not... you notice we did not say just classic rock. Everything is on the table. Or
which
anything.
Which is the scary part of all this.
Like, for example, we could do a creepy song. Ryan out there dancing by himself to this. Okay, if you're out there with Heidi, your fiance, it would be cool.
Yeah, but this song, I like this song a lot. You know, it's a regularly played song. And
I think Ryan's doing this thing where he's trying to reverse psychology in everybody. The songs he doesn't want to dance to, right? Angie's nodding her head in the other room. I think what you're doing is you're like, you know, oh, yeah, I love that song. Because you don't really want to dance to it. 248-398-9279. We're serious, folks. You guys get a pick. We need suggestions so we can narrow this down. For example, the one song that Ryan absolutely loves, and I you know, I don't know why. Did you delete it?
No.
Where is it? Where is it? Did you get rid of Fred Bear?
Middle. Down.
Oh,
right there.
There it is right there. My bad. This is the one that he's scared of. Oh, Fred Bear, come on! Walk with me down the trails again. You have to do an interpretive dance to it.
That's all. It'd be just...
You could do this. 248-398-9279.
It's a hunting song, right?
Yeah.
So I could just not do it and tell everybody I was wearing camouflage and that's why he couldn't see me.
No.
Hey.
No.
Long way to get that one.
All right, hold on. John and Taylor, what song should Ryan dance to?
I have two suggestions.
Okay.
Clarence Carter, Stroking.
Yep.
And the old-fashioned stripper song. And if Ryan doesn't have a copy, I have a 45.
All right, well, hold on, John. We're going to get your info. We may need that 45. The burlesque one, right? The stripper. The entertainer or whatever it's called. That's the one. All right, hold on, John. Hold on. Do you know what he's talking about?
No.
Oh, I did a horrible job of that one. I just turned it into the Waltons theme. I just turned...
It started off like I thought I knew what you were going to do, but I don't know what happened.
Like, yeah, turned into a little house in
the wrong spot or something.
Tonight in a very special little house. Good God. Sorry about that. It made it really creepy. Stroking by Clarence Carter, right? You mean this one?
When I start making love, I don't just make love. I be stroking.
Okay. You're doing this in front of your whole family.
Yeah.
And Heidi's family.
I had this one on over the weekend, man.
To the east. Is that your dance move?
Oh, yeah.
We got to get the webcam going in here again. All right. 248-398-9279. You're going to do this in front of your mom?
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah?
Yeah, there's not much that I can do to embarrass my mom anymore.
Liz, are you listening? I don't know. This is a good one, though.
It's a great song. Like, this is probably played no matter what.
We should mash this up with Fred Bear and have you stroking Fred Bear. It didn't sound right, did it?
No.
Yeah. Again, made it creepy.
Big Jim's house.
Text us 248-398-9279. The keyword is
dance.
Ryan has agreed to dance to one song at his wedding in November in its entirety by himself that you pick, any genre. It's that easy. great suggestions. You can call now, too. Cam and Rich will get to your calls in a minute. We didn't forget about you. George in Redford, what do you got?
In a Guided to Vida, the full version.
How long is that? Like 12 minutes or something?
Something like that.
Yeah, and then we got to get the clip from The Simpsons where Bart switches it out and the church organist plays In a Guided to Vida. Have you ever seen that?
Wonderful.
All right.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, George, you have a great day, bud.
All right, you guys rock.
Get it, Ryan. Well, at this point, if we did this song, then it's punishment, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what it feels like.
It's punishment for everybody at the wedding, too, because it's going to last longer than the ceremony. So, hey,
it is a cool song,
taking
though.
Time away from everybody else at the reception.
Somebody texted in the Macarena.
Oh, that's good. I got to practice that one again.
You just hold your hands and wave them around.
Well, yeah, but you have to do it the right way. You don't want to go head before hips, you know?
I'll listen to you. Okay, Danny Terrio. All right. We have it? If you guys never heard the clip from The Simpsons, there's a scene where the church organist and Bart switched out the music and actually wound up playing In a Guided to Vida.
And now, please rise for our opening hymn, In the Garden of Eden. I, Ron Butterfly.
In the Garden of Eden, honey, don't you know that I love you? In the Garden of Eden, baby, don't you know that I'll always be true?
Remember when we used to make out to this hymn?
Greatness. Now she's playing the whole thing. Her hair's all over the place.
Oh, she's going.
She's
fast.
A mess.
Wait a minute. This sounds like rock and or roll.
Weren't they holding up lighters at the end of it, too?
Oh, yeah.
That's
a full concert.
Big Jim's house.
At your reception, in front of your family, and Heidi's family. Could you?
Could
do it.
To me, there's no, nothing's off limits.
All right. If you're just joining the show, thanks for checking in. Big Jim's house. Big Jim, there's Ryan Logan. Angie answering the phones. 248-398-9279. Ryan has once again agreed to dance to one song at his wedding reception November 21st in its entirety, on his own, on the floor. Nothing is off the table, right?
Right. Yeah, no. I'm open to it all. Like, that stuff's too fast-paced, though. You don't want me sweat. I'm going to need three tuxes.
This is a guy who used to carry a second shirt in his car, right?
Oh, yeah.
When I first met you, you had two shirts in the car because you would sweat.
At all times.
Yeah. My CSX is this.
My name's Kim.
Hi, Kim.
And I have, he can do the Carlton, too.
It's Not Unusual by Tom Jones.
We've got to
get that. Yeah, that's one. Oh, that's a great one.
Yep.
Can you do the Carlton, Ryan?
I think so. It's just waving your arms around, right?
No, there's more to it than that, Kim, right? You don't just wave your arms around. It's like a real dance.
It is.
Okay. All right. So Kim wants you to do the Carlton.
Okay.
That's very specific. Kim, you're awesome. Have a great day.
Thanks. You guys rock.
Bye. Rich in Dearborn.
How are you this morning, Big Jim?
Good, buddy. So what do you got for us?
I believe it's David Lee Roth is singer. It's the Gigolo.
Oh, I'm just the Gigolo everywhere I go.
Oh, that's a great one.
There you go.
That's the one. That's a great suggestion. All right, that's a good one. We got to put that down. Awesome. Thank you, Rich.
You're welcome. Take it easy.
Great suggestions. 248-398-9279. You could nail this one.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone.
Carlton will be fun,
it's not
too.
Unusual to have fun with anyone.
But does this fall under the umbrella? You'll be exhausted by the end of it?
No, I'm fine with it because it's only 2 minutes. It's a 2 minute long song. Are you gonna
see me crying?
Come on, are you gonna put your Elvis?
Johnny Bravo, baby. Call us up at CSS, Mama. And then the other one is this one. I don't know, man. Could you do this? You'd have to dress up for this one, right? You'd have to have a costume change.
Not just a gigolo.
Oh.
And everywhere I go, people always find a
name. Gigolo, gigolo, gigolo.
Pay for every dance, selling each romance.
All right, 248-398-9279. Your suggestions. He's dancing a song that you pick. You can either call now or just text us. The keyword, of course, is
dance.
And we'll send you a link. You can do this one.
Life goes on without me, cuz.
Okay. Did JT get back to you?
No.
We asked our boss if we could play the entire song. He didn't respond. Come on, man. It's Brian's wedding. No, this would be too serious at your reception. The boys of summer.
Yeah.
You could dress up as a baseball player.
And we don't need this long of an intro. I just sit there looking awkward.
You have no say in this. Shh, right, turn the mic off. 248-398-9279. Big Jim's House, CSX, morning.
Nobody on the road. Nobody on the beach.
Big Jim's House. East side, west side, down river. It's time for the Battle of the Burbs in Big Jim's House.
This is Battle of the Burbs. Time to play Battle of the Burbs.
There we go. Okay. Once again, a quick reminder, $25 is up for grab. A gift certificate to The Butchery, Orchard Lake Road in Sylvan Lake. Online, thebutcherysl.com. It's an old school butcher, the one we all love. We found one. The Butchery is greatness. Here's what's really cool. David wants you to check the place out this week. And he wants you to come in, and he's showing it by simply, all you got to do is walk in and say,
I listen to Big Jim's House.
Right. And he'll give you a pound of their breakfast sausage free. No purchase necessary.
What a deal.
That's it.
Can I use this?
Radio for one. Sure. Yes. Absolutely. Go in there. If you need directions, if you need more information about it, text us. The keyword is
Burbs.
Okay, enough talking about food. Let's get our players on the phone here. Everybody ready to go?
Yep.
Absolutely.
Everybody sounds good for a Monday, man, even after the long weekend. Mike, you're representing the West Side. You ready?
I am.
All right, Mike's on line one. Line four, Jeremy, you're downriver, bud.
I'm ready.
Look at those pipes. And then Robert, East Side, brother.
That's Rob.
Robert's on line five. Why I'm sharing the lines, I have no idea. But here we go. $25 to the Butchery, up for grabs. On this day in 1957, John Lennon and Paul McCartney met for the first time and formed what band?
East Side!
Robert, what's the answer?
Beatles.
Hey, do you want to form a band? Yeah, I think we do. We should call it the Leak of the Dog of the Leg of the Doom.
Did they do it well?
What's that?
The Beatles, did they do well at all?
Shut up, young guy. All right, you guys can smack him after the game. Okay, question number two. Pez dispensers originally looked like lighters and were marketed at adults as an alternative to what habit?
East Side.
Wow, Robert for the win.
Oh, hang on a second.
One, two, three.
Smoking.
Four. There it is. Whoa. Wow. Did you Google that?
Just a lucky guess.
Oh. Dramatic pause. All right, $25 to the Butchery is yours. Jeremy and Mike.
Awesome.
You didn't win, but you're going to play again. We'll play again tomorrow. We'll do the game at
8:50. 8:50, yep.
All right, you guys are awesome. Jeremy and Mike.
All right, thanks, guys.
Hey, stop by the Butchery today. Tell him you heard about it on Big Jim's House. No purchase necessary. He'll give you a pound of their breakfast sausage, okay? There he goes. Robert, you got to give us an East Side.
East Side!
Nice job, East Side.
East Side!
Today's winners in the Battle of the Burbs.
Got it? We got it, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So, let's get Tammy on the phone. We've been talking about UFOs. Paul from last Thursday's show, people still checking out the videos of his sighting, and we're getting more. Text us. The keyword is
UFO.
All put together. 248-398-9279. If you want to check out his video, you want to listen to the interview, some of the photos. We had Samantha send us pictures as well.
Yes, of the same thing Paul sent us, but in Canton.
And then Donna called earlier this morning and told us she saw something over the weekend, which this could corroborate with what... Hold on, let's get Tammy here. They got the number right now.
It was Donna that called earlier.
Yes.
Okay.
Hold it for Tammy. Pick up the phone.
Hello?
Tammy, it's Big Jim and Ryan. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you? I'm glad to know I'm not crazy. I thought I was crazy at first.
So, if you just joined the show, earlier this morning, we played a clip of Paul. the guy talked to us. And then we had a listener, Donna, that called, and she saw something Saturday night. And then you saw something Saturday night.
Yeah, it was just so bizarre. We had got back. We were camping, so we were up at the band listening to the band, and we got back to our campsite. And I'm sitting in the chair, and I'm looking off to the east. And I get up, and I walk a little closer out into the yard, and I tell my husband, I'm like, come and look at this. And at first, he couldn't see it. And finally, he caught a glimpse of it, and I'm like, what is that? He's like, it's a drone. I'm like, that is no drone. I go, that is no drone. So we got in our golf cart. We took off down the road and went to the clearing in the field where we could get a better look. And there it was, just like hovering over Portage Lake. And he kept trying to say, it's a drone, Tammy, it's a drone. I'm like, there is no drone that big.
You don't think it was one of those like lanterns that, people send up, right? It was too big to be one of those lanterns?
Oh, yeah, it was way too big. He said that, too. He's like, oh, well, that's one of those Chinese lanterns. I'm like, you need to take a closer look. But I'm telling you, it was there. And we probably watched the thing for probably a good 15 minutes. And then finally the lights went out, and then we never saw it again. But the lights would go out, and then it would move into a totally different spot, like seconds later, like far away spot. And I'm like, that doesn't happen.
All right, we're going to go check it out right now. UFO is the keyword there. Tammy, thank you so much. Have a great day.
You're welcome. Thanks.
There she goes. 248-398-9279. I want to apologize to you, Ryan. I have to say something. I just want to say this on the radio. I've ruined your entire Monday. You're going to do nothing but watch UFO videos all day.
That's what I've been doing.
To your fiance, Heidi, we apologize. If you had anything planned for him today, he's not going to do it.
Oh, no.
You're going down the UFO rabbit hole?
100%, yeah. Because now I got to figure out what all this stuff is going on Saturday night.
Seriously, though, if you get time, check it out. We have Donna's video posted, right?
Yes.
Just scroll down a bit on the post. Text us, 248-398-9279. The keyword is...
UFO.
He was saying like an alien. UFO. CSX. Hey, good morning. It's Big Jim's House 850. Big Jim, there's Ryan Logan. And here's Angie. When you call the station at 248-398-9279, you'll speak with Angie. She's in the other room here. Hi, Angie.
Hey, Jim.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
You look weird. There's hair on your shoulders, but it doesn't go any further. So, Angie posted this on our Facebook page. What you did over the weekend. Tell everybody what you did.
I cut 13 inches off of my hair.
Holy crap.
It was long.
Holy crap.
It was hot.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
So,
part.
Where's the hair going?
It's going to Children with Hair Loss. It's a Michigan organization.
So you donate the hair to them? They're going to make wigs for kids and stuff?
Well, it's probably going to be like maybe one wig.
One wig.
But yeah.
13 inches of hair, though. Do we put it up on the website yet or just on our Facebook page?
It's on our Facebook page.
Yeah,
there.
Big Jim's House on WCSX. Have you ever done this before?
No, I got my hair chopped a few years ago and everyone gave me crap for not donating.
Oh.
And I felt really, really bad. And so this time I was like, I'm going to do it. And I'm going to do it again.
So how long will it take you to grow 13 inches of hair?
Probably like 2 years.
Wow.
My hair grows pretty fast.
Yeah, I guess so.
Like, oh, I thought that was long.
What?
That seemed like a long time for it to grow.
What, 13 inches? I don't know how. It's supposed to be an inch a month or something generally. So yeah,
maybe like a half inch a month.
I don't know what it is.
I rarely get my hair trimmed.
I asked for a lock of it. She wouldn't give it to me.
That's creepy. Why would you do that? Hey, Angie, can I have some of your hair?
I want a lock of your hair.
Why do you want it all? You held it up, too. It looks like a little, like, voodoo doll or something. I'm like, why is she holding it? Oh, that's her hair. Did it feel weird when they cut it off?
I saw just, like, a whole chunk just on the side of my head. I'm looking at my peripherals, and I'm like, oh, there it goes. No going back.
Well, we wanted to have you come in because that's awesome that you did that. And it sounds
Thank you. An
amazing organization, too. And they've been doing this for a while, right?
Oh, yeah.
What's the name of the charity again?
Children with Hair Loss.
Okay. All right. That's cool. Yay. Good job, Angie. So if you get time, call the radio station, 248-398-9279. You'll talk to Angie. You don't even have to talk to us, which is probably you'd rather prefer to talk to Angie than us anyway. So that all works out. Yeah.
There's always room in Big Jim's house.
True that, peeps.
Call or text 248-398-9279.
I'm Ryan Logan, Angie. Thanks for joining us this morning, guys. 90s, all week, just so you know. Hot. As the great Hambino once said, I feel like a toasted cheeser out here, man. It's too hot to play baseball. Okay, you were so gracious to volunteer, and we asked you before we went on the air with this. Let's be clear. We asked you.
Oh, right? Yeah. No.
No, no.
I agreed to it.
We wanted to make sure that you and Heidi were cool with this. So you guys get to pick one song that Ryan's going to dance to at his wedding in November in its entirety on your own.
Yes, solo dance.
Now, if you want to make a suggestion, we know you're busy. A lot of people are getting back to work this morning, which is cool. Just text us. The keyword is
dance.
And we'll send you a link. And when you get a couple seconds, you can do that. All right? 248-398-9279. Keyword is dance. Now, some of the leaders in the clubhouse early on, I'm trying to figure out. Well, this was one of the early ones that we kind of. Inagata DeVito would be funny for a bit.
For the first minute and a half. That's right. We still need entertainment value for the guests.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. And then somebody, what was the other one? Now, the other one, this one. You can do the dance. Remember, they did the song in one of the Austin Powers movies.
Oh, you're right.
With the fembots. Oh, you could do the fembot dance out there.
This would just be a good one.
So, this one was a good one. And then we were talking about you at Camp Dearborn, so. That's what we want to know.
It's just a jump to the left.
Again, though.
This is one that I couldn't do by myself just because my sisters would run out on the dance floor with me.
Again, you guys decide. We don't decide. We're just making suggestions. 248-398-9279. Keyword dance. We'll send it right to your phone. I got one. Hold on. You ready? How about this one? Right here.
Devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul.
Ooh, a little fast pace. I'm sweating after this one.
You can tell the story.
When he came across this young
you'd
man.
You have to lip sync the whole song.
Playing it hot. And the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm
what do you think? Devil down to Georgia?
And if you'd care to take a
that's
dare,
not a
I'll
bad
a
one,
bet
though.
With you. Now, you play pretty good fiddle, boy.
Quick play, quick pace, high energy, get you going.
You'd have to lip sync and have a cowboy hat, right?
Oh, yeah.
Or we do the half face where you're devil on one side and Charlie Daniels on the other.
Singing different parts to each side of the wedding.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got this going. All right. Well, you guys decide. 248-398-9279. Text us, of course. The keyword is. Oh, you can do this.
But if you lose, the devil gets your soul.
Hey there, Detroit. This is your show. And it's easy to call or
Big Jim's house.
Also going to talk about my cousin Joe, because I got to find some dirt on him. My heroic cousin Joey.
Oh, that is an unbelievable story.
No,
yeah.
Enough. You know what makes, okay, my cousin Joey, we'll talk
You're
about.
You're mad that he's such
I'm
a
not
good
mad
guy.
It gets worse or better. It gets better. He saved somebody's life. We'll tell the story tomorrow morning. But do you know how many lives he saved? My uncle told me this.
No.
He saved five people's lives already.
What?
I can't even save coupons. He saved five lives.
Just another day.
So when I call him Joey, his name's Joe. But I refuse to call him Joe because he's so nice. So every time, and like, hey, Joey, it's Joe. Whatever, dude. Saved a life today. Yeah. Anyway, we'll talk about that tomorrow morning. Okay, real quick note. They're going to do a TV series. I don't know if it's going to be on Netflix or whatever. They're going to do a TV series based on Groundhog Day. 30 years after. We don't know if Bill Murray's going to be in it, but it's 30 years after, and they're still living in Punxsutawney.
I was going to say that's the easiest show to create ever. You just got to shoot one episode and run it every week, right?
Over and over. Yeah, pretty much. Well, Friends did that the last season. sorry, that was mean. Joey. Anyway.
Come on, right? How else do you make a show of that? It's the same thing.
And one more little note, because we were talking about this in the office last week. Rolling Stone had this list of time travel movies, and it's a crap list. We could put it up if we want to. Back to the Future was like 11th.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Well, one of the time travel movies was Groundhog Day.
Not a time travel movie.
You're traveling to the same day.
It's
You're
not a time
the same
travel.
Day. It's not. It's not.
In no way does he ever travel back to something. That's what time or travel forward. It's like a what's those like paradox or something. I don't know.
Look at you with the big words. Rolling out the big words today, man. You just forgot something very important by using paradox.
Oh, yeah.
You did, man. What's your fiance's name? Ethel. No.
Always look on the
I do it all the time. Yeah, it's not a time travel movie.
No.
Okay. I seriously don't know what they're going to do. I mean.
That's what I mean. It's one episode, right? You just run 18 of
well,
them.
Well, every week he wakes up and then he does something different. But it's 30 years later, so.
I don't know.
Have we run out of ideas in Hollywood? All right. I don't know.
Just take movies and turn them into TV. That's the new creative.
It's like somebody says they're going to make Independence Day the series. I'm like, how?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we got this, man. We're going to do this. All right. Okay, we're done. Donnie's coming in next. Donnie's at Lady Jane's this week, right?
Yes.
Yeah. We'll be out there Friday morning.
Yep.
So she's at Lady Jane's in Birmingham. You guys stay safe, stay healthy. We will see you tomorrow morning. Bye.
For life is quite absurd.
You want coffee, but you also want to not spend money. Get 7 cups free with 7 rewards. We might know you better than you know yourself.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.